Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast, where today we're looking at more prepositions of place. We've already spent a bit of time looking at in, on, and at. So if you haven't heard those episodes, then just go back a few episodes and you will hear those, how we use in, on, and at when we're talking about place and position. Today, we're going to look at the more complex ones, the ones which are less common than in, on, and at, but very, very important. And the way we're going to do it is I'm going to give you a description of my room, the room that I'm currently in, which happens to be the bedroom. And I'm going to tell you about the furniture and other things that are in my bedroom using a variety of prepositions of place. Then what I'd like you to do as an exercise for yourself is tell me about your room, the room you're in now, or it could be a room that you know very well. Maybe even if you're not in it now, think of a room that you know. It could be your living room, your kitchen, your bedroom, bathroom, any room you like, and just describe it to me using a variety of prepositions. Okay, so here's a description of my bedroom using a mixture of prepositions. Let's start with the word under. I put all of my clutter, so that's all of the bits that I really don't need, under my bed. I put all of my clutter under my bed. Everything I don't need, boxes of stuff, I put it under my bed. Behind. The radiator is behind my desk. In front of. The vacuum cleaner is in front of the wardrobe. It's not always there, but it is at the moment. I need to move it. The vacuum cleaner is in front of the wardrobe. Next to. The bedside table is next to the bed. We could also use beside. The bedside table is beside the bed, but I think it's more common to use next to. In between. The dressing table is between the desk and a small sofa. So a dressing table, typically a place which you use to put things like makeup if you're a woman, and a mirror so that you can look at yourself before you get ready. Often that's called a dressing table. And it's between the desk and a small sofa. On top of. The suitcase is on top of the wardrobe. So it's always there, sitting on top of the wardrobe, waiting for my next holiday. And finally, above. The light is above the bed. The light is above the bed. Directly above, in fact. Okay, so we had under, behind, in front of, next to, in between, on top of, and above. Hopefully you've got a picture in your head of what my room looks like. So how about yours? What room are you thinking of at the moment? As I said, it could be any room. It could be bedroom, bathroom, living room. It could be your office, anything. So use the next minute. Don't just stop this podcast and move on to something else. Use the next minute to describe a room. Okay, I'm going to say goodbye and thanks for listening to today's episode. Now you can use the next minute to describe the room. Thanks for listening and I'll see you next time for another podcast.
Avant de vous quitter pour aujourd'hui, je suis très heureux de vous annoncer le retour d'un podcast dont les plus anciens d'entre vous se souviennent peut-être, Petit Curieux. C'est un podcast pour les enfants de 7 à 12 ans, dans lequel je réponds de manière adaptée à leur âge et de la façon la plus pédagogique possible, en une minute, à une question par jour, une question que peuvent se poser les enfants, bien sûr. Par exemple, les épisodes suivants sont déjà dispo. Pourquoi les flamants roses sont-ils roses? Comment font les avions pour voler? Peut-on vraiment mourir de rire? Ou pourquoi le coq chante le matin? Et puis cette semaine, je traiterai par exemple de pourquoi y a-t-il une trace blanche derrière les avions dans le ciel? Ou encore, les licornes ont-elles vraiment existé? Sur ce podcast, je publie tous les jours à 6h du matin, du lundi au vendredi. Pour l'écouter ou vous abonner, rien de plus simple. Cherchez Petit Curieux, petit avec un S, dans Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Deezer ou toute autre application de podcast. Ou alors, rendez-vous sur chosesasavoir.com et vous le trouverez dans la liste. Voilà, bonne écoute et à très vite.